Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
This is KSJD. Good morning. I'm Tom Yoder. Earlier this spring, the Montezuma County Commissioners voted to approve a $1,000 expenditure to the American Lands Council. The amount was relatively small, but it signaled that the County Commission has joined a growing movement, which the American Lands Council lobbies for, that is in favor of turning federal public lands over to the states. Today, we take a look at this movement and the American Lands Council, which is mostly funded by memberships dues, the majority of which are from county commissions across the West. My guest this morning is Mika Rosenauer. She is a Southwest field organizer with Conservation Colorado, an organization who works to protect Colorado's environment and quality of life through grassroots organizing and collaboration with policymakers. Good morning, Mika.
Good morning.
Who is the American Lands Council?
The American Lands Council is essentially a conglomeration of oil and gas and extractive industries based in Utah that's also rallied some support from county commissions, but it's headed by a man named Ken Ivory, who's a state representative in Utah. And essentially, they've been lobbying for the transfer of national public lands to states across the West, really, under the guise of states' rights. But in reality, what they're doing is rallying a bunch of folks to inherently undercut our public lands and potentially sell them off to private interests for development and profit.
So is that why the county commissions are getting behind this? It sounds like they're really going to that level and they're talking to that level of government and that level of politics to say, hey, join us in this movement and making it a part of the state's rights movements. But why do you think they're going after the county commissions?
Mm-hmm. I think county commissioners across the West have a lot of say in state legislation, especially in areas like Cortez that are valued at the Colorado State House. But it's problematic because these county commissioners don't always necessarily understand the implications of what they're being messaged on. And so we're seeing some county commissioners throw taxpayer dollars behind a movement that's essentially going to undercut our local economies, our public lands access across the state and the country, and can be a real threat to everything that we hold dear here in the West. So it's extremely problematic. But I think county commissioners often have to deal with federal land managers, especially in areas like ours in Southwest Colorado, where we have a lot of federal public lands in our area. And so county commissions understand that sometimes those relationships are challenging. So yeah, the American Lands Council is playing off of those challenges to rally this call that in the end is only going to benefit special interests.
You work with Conservation Colorado. Do you see this really gaining much traction in Colorado, this movement?
Well, we saw three bills that dealt with this issue at the state legislature this past spring. One of them was good. It built on the history of collaborative land management we have here in Colorado and gave county commissions and local governments a bigger seat at the table to make land management decisions. That bill was HB 1225. But we also saw two really big threats to our public lands in two other Senate bills, 39 and 232, that would have wasted hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars studying this issue that we know is really unpopular in Colorado. We already know over 75% of Coloradans don't want to see our national public lands transferred to the state. We know that 98% of Coloradans think that our outdoor recreation economy, which is dependent on public lands, is crucial to our economy statewide. So it's a huge waste of money and resources at the state and local level to be talking about this.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Mika Rosenauer. She's the Southwest Field Organizer with Conservation Colorado. And we're talking about the American Lands Council this morning. Is this really realistic, Mika, if you think about the cost that it takes to manage federal lands, just even here in Montezuma County, is it really realistic to think that the state could take that over and manage these lands effectively?
That's really the key question, Tom, and I'm glad you asked. To manage the extra national public lands we have here in Colorado, that's 24 million acres, would cost us upwards of $300 million a year as a state. That's not including the upwards of $100 million it costs just to manage wildfires alone. So when we're talking about states being able to afford the management, what we're actually talking about is the possibility of huge sell-offs. If the state gets control of these national public lands, which, by the way, belong to all Americans, not just those within Colorado's borders, we're talking about opening that up to huge amounts of private development, private hunting, oil and gas, things that just aren't going to benefit our outdoor recreation economies or access or a way of life. So no, it's not likely we'd be able to hold on to these lands.
Who are some of the special interests? You're mentioning a few of the different kinds of development interests behind it, but who are some of the companies and some of the real special interests that are behind this movement?
Well, some of the biggest folks in this movement are the Koch brothers, which are, you know, very wealthy, right-wing conservative oil folks based in D.C. And we've also seen a lot of involvement from the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is a group that's been pushing bills across the country to open up some of our federal lands, national public lands, to oil and gas for years. And so the legislation we're seeing in Colorado and across the West on these issues, a lot of it has been written by those groups. And, you know, if we want to talk about problems with federal land managers, let's do that in a productive way and have those conversations. But buying into D.C.-based special interests and just following their lead is not the way Colorado does things.
You talked a little bit earlier about a representative from Utah that's really behind the American Lands Council, and it sounds like, from what I've read, that Utah is almost becoming a test case for this, and that there is some traction in Utah that this could happen, where there may be some sort of bill or something that would be introduced where they would try to take over federal lands in Utah. Can you talk a little bit about what's happening in Utah? I mean, it's right across the border from Colorado, so it gives us a little bit of a perspective to look at this. So talk a little bit more about what's happening across the border.
Yeah, Utah is really ground zero for this movement, and they've actually already passed a bill requiring the transfer of national public lands to the states, which, of course, they can't legally do. That's another thing that's frustrating about this, is that states are wasting a lot of money debating this issue, and in reality, they have no constitutional right to require the federal government to give over land that belongs to all Americans. But they have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars talking about it. They've wasted $2 million at the state level of taxpayer dollars, you know, fighting lawsuits. And now Ken Ivory and his group, the American Lands Council, is being investigated for multiple accounts of illegal lobbying and fraud, given that he's making six figures from county commissions across the West lobbying on his own legislation, which doesn't look good for him or for this movement generally. But, you know, there's a bigger issue at play here, which is that what the states do really does influence Congress. You know, we're important here in Colorado, and Utah is too, in D.C. at the congressional level. And when they can demonstrate a lack of support for public lands in the West, they can start moving these bills forward, you know, in the Senate and the House, which, while states don't have a right to turn over land, Congress can do that. And so we're really looking at a big struggle to protect our public lands, and this is just a part of that.
So it sounds like the case in Utah is they're trying to sort of get the first domino to fall in Utah, and then the idea is that they'd get other states to come up with similar kinds of bills, and then eventually you'd get enough momentum in Congress for something, the legal changes necessary to happen.
That's exactly right. And especially going into the 2016 election seasons, this is why electing good people matters. If we can't get folks to the polls who support their public lands, this is a fight, you know, we could potentially lose a lot in. And so, you know, I think writing to your county commissioners and asking them to protect our public lands, writing to your state senator, to your congressional representatives, that's a big deal because they listen and that matters.
You're tuned into KSJD. It's Morning Edition. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Mika Rosenauer. She is the Southwest Field Organizer with Conservation Colorado. This morning we're talking about the American Lands Council. They're a group that is in favor of turning federal public lands over to the states. We're going to take a quick break and talk some more. Stay with us. We're back. You're listening to Morning Edition here on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Mika Rosenauer. She's the Southwest Field Organizer with Conservation Colorado. And we're talking this morning about the American Lands Council. It's a group that the Montezuma County Commissioners have supported with a due payment of $1,000. It's a group that is in favor of turning federal public lands over to the states. And we're talking about some of the issues surrounding that this morning. Mika, who else is in opposition to what the American Lands Council is up to?
Mm-hmm. I think some of the biggest opposition we've seen across the country is really coming from sportsmen's groups. Groups like the National Wildlife Federation, like Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. You know, these folks are really concerned because in Colorado especially, they rely on 80% of our national public lands for their access. And you know, without access to our streams and rivers and hunting grounds, these folks stand to lose a lot in terms of our heritage, our access, businesses that outfit those folks. They're very concerned about all of the impacts we'd see from losing access to our public lands. Besides sportsmen, veterans are also really concerned. We actually just saw a letter from 4,500 veterans go to Congress on this issue, opposing the transfer of national public lands. And essentially what veterans are saying is, I didn't go abroad and fight for this country to come home and lose access to everything that I hold dear. These folks really want to let their children inherit this American heritage that we have in our public lands and take their kids out hunting, take their kids out to play in the woods. And if we turn over national public lands to the states, we stand to lose a lot of that.
Why is there an idea, and just kind of play devil's advocate here, but why is there this idea that if these lands were to be turned over to the states, that we wouldn't still be able to access them in the same ways that we are now?
Yeah, I think we need to be looking at the facts on that. And for instance, the Colorado State Land Trust, it does not have a mandate to manage land for multiple use, whereas the federal government has to look at lands and say, okay, mountain bikers, hunters, oil and gas, they all want to use this place and we have to regulate it as such. The state's primary use for land is to develop profit. And so at the Colorado level, the lands owned by the state, only 20% of them are open to the public. And it's just unrealistic to think that we could manage the cost. And I'd really like to see, especially Republicans, the Montezuma County Commission, but also at our state level, respond to that fiscal argument. How are we going to pay for this while also managing our education systems and everything else that we have to worry about in Colorado, especially with Tabor? We don't have a lot of money to waste. So where are we going to take the money from to make sure that these lands stay open to the public?
You mentioned earlier that the American Lands Council is being investigated for some fraud and ethics investigations. Tell me a little bit more about that. What's going on? Why was the representative from Utah being implicated in all of that?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. So Ken Ivory runs this American Lands Council essentially by himself. As a state legislator, he's pushing bills like this, not only in his own state, but now he's using taxpayer dollars, county commission money, special interest money to push for this legislation in Utah and across those borders in places like Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico. And there's a big violation there. State legislators essentially can't be taking bribes, but they also can't be funding their own campaigns with public money. And so there's a big problem there and ethical violations. We've also seen folks like Jennifer Fielder in Montana, who's also a state legislator. She had to get rid of some staff recently who were moonlighting as American Lands Council lobbyists in their own state houses while also holding an elected seat. So if you're a representative, feel free to voice your opinion, but don't do it while, siphoning public money into your own bank account.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that probably is the most disturbing to so many people is that these are taxpayer dollars that are going to the American Lands Council for this very sort of special interest related kind of project. You work for Conservation Colorado. Can you talk a little bit about what Conservation Colorado is doing around this issue?
Yeah, Conservation Colorado is doing some very interesting things on this issue. Essentially, we're working with state legislators to make sure they understand that here on the ground in Colorado, people just don't want this. It's a hugely unpopular effort. It's a big threat to our way of life. And so we've been working with businesses across the state. We've seen 130 businesses, mostly on the western slope, from mom and pop folks to Osprey, Mountain Khakis, some bigger names come out in opposition to this, and we're trying to help them make their voices heard at the state legislature. And we're also trying to come up with collaborative ways to move this conversation forward. If folks are upset about difficulties working with federal land managers, we want to help make sure we address those issues and create space to do things like we did with Hermosa Creek over on the northern side of the San Juans. You know, that was a great bill where our state and national land managers and representatives came together and worked with the community to protect our public lands in a way that made sense for all of us. We want to see more efforts like that, not inflammatory special interests that are actually threatening jobs at the local level and, you know, out to make money for themselves.
What do you think is the best course for citizens, just, you know, everyday people who are out there who are concerned about this? What do you think they should do?
You know, our representatives at the county commission level, our state senator here in the southwestern part of Colorado, Ellen Roberts, they're responsive, good, smart people, but they need to hear from their constituents. And so the best thing that folks can do in our area is to make a phone call, write a letter, send an email, send a tweet to your representatives and let them know that you oppose the takeover of our national public lands and let them know why these lands are important to you. Is it because you run a business that depends on tourism? Is it because you love taking your children mountain biking? You know, let them know what's up, and they're very likely to respond to that. But unless they hear from us, we're going to keep wasting money on this thoughtless issue.
And how do people educate themselves more about this? Are there some good websites and some good resources that people can go to get well-grounded in this issue?
Yeah, you can go to the Conservation Colorado website at conservationco.org, and we have a public lands section. You can also go to a great website called americanpubliclands.org that addresses these issues across the state and has some great facts on what's happening across the West to, you know, all of these states and at the federal level. So, yeah, and people can always give me a call. I'm happy to talk.
Okay. Do you want to give out your phone number?
Yeah. Well, you can email me at michal. It's Michal at conservationco.org, and I'd be happy to have a cup of coffee and talk with anybody in our area about this issue.
All right. Well, Mika, thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking with us about this.
Thanks for having me.
That's Mika Rosenauer. She's the Southwest Field Organizer with Conservation Colorado. We've been talking this morning about the American Lands Council and the Montezuma County Commissioner's decision to approve a $1,000 expenditure to support that group that is in favor of turning federal public lands over to the states.